بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شارف او شیخ اول عارف بالله رومی وقت بریز دورہ شیخ العرب العجم حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ تعالی حضرت کلام. میں نے غم بھی بہت اٹھائے داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں, داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں, تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں, تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں. داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں, تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں. قلب میں جس کے جب وہ آئے ہیں, قلب میں جس کے جب وہ آئے ہیں, اپنا عالم الگ سجائے ہیں, اپنا عالم الگ سجائے ہیں. تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں, داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں. ان حسینوں سے دل بچانے میں, ان حسینوں سے دل بچانے میں نے غم بھی بہت اٹھائے ہیں, میں نے غم بھی بہت اٹھائے ہیں. حسن فانی کے چکروں میں میر, حسن فانی کے چکروں میں میر, کتنے لوگوں نے دن گوائے ہیں, کتنے لوگوں نے دن گوائے ہیں. داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں, شکل بگڑی تو بھاگ نکلے دوست, شکل بگڑی تو بھاگ نکلے دوست, جن کو پہلے غزل سنائے ہیں, جن کو پہلے غزل سنائے ہیں. منزل قرب یوں نہیں ملتی, منزل قرب یوں نہیں ملتی, زخم حسرت ہزار کھائے ہیں, زخم حسرت ہزار کھائے ہیں. تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں. کام بنتا ہے فضل سے اختر, کام بنتا ہے فضل سے اختر, فضل کا آسرا لگائے ہیں, فضل کا آسرا لگائے ہیں. ان حسینوں سے دل بچانے میں نے غم بھی بہت اٹھائے ہیں. حسن فانی کے چکروں میں میر, کتنے لوگوں نے دن گوائے ہیں. داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں, تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں, تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں. میں نے غم بھی بہت اٹھائے ہیں. داغِ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں، داغِ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں، تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں۔ قلب میں جس کے جب وہ آئے ہیں، قلب میں جس کے جب وہ آئے ہیں، اپنا عالم الگ سجائے ہیں، اپنا عالم الگ سجائے ہیں۔ ان حسینوں سے دل بچانے میں، ان حسینوں سے دل بچانے میں، میں نے غم بھی بہت اٹھائے ہیں، میں نے غم بھی بہت اٹھائے ہیں۔ اس نے پانی کے چکروں میں میر، اس نے پانی کے چکروں میں میر، کتنے لوگوں نے دن گوائے ہیں، کتنے لوگوں نے دن گوائے ہیں۔ شکل بگڑی تو بھاگ نکلے دوست، شکل بگڑی تو بھاگ نکلے دوست، جن کو پہلے غزل سنائے ہیں، جن کو پہلے غزل سنائے ہیں۔ منزل قرب یوں نہیں ملتی، منزل قرب یوں نہیں ملتی، زخم حسرت ہزار کھائے ہیں، زخم حسرت ہزار کھائے ہیں، اپنا عالم الگ سجائے ہیں۔ کام بنتا ہے فضل سے اختر، کام بنتا ہے فضل سے اختر، فضل کا آسرا لگائے ہیں، فضل کا آسرا لگائے ہیں۔ ان حسینوں سے دل بچانے میں نے غم بھی بہت اٹھائے ہیں، داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں، تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں، تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں۔ داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں۔
الحمد للہ وکفا والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. This very important and very necessary poem for all of us to understand, and mashallah presented so well by Bhai Ijaz. Maine gham bhi bahut uthaye hain, I have tolerated, I have suffered and taken upon myself many sorrows also. That is, when difficulties come, then a person makes sabr. And what Hazrat is referring to, the natural desire in man to look at woman and to admire them, etc. So the desire was in me also. And many desires like that, as Hazrat says, hazaro, thousands of such desires. And if a man doesn't have that desire, he's not a man. He has to have that desire. But if he doesn't have the desire, he can't become a muttaqi also. If a car hasn't got an accelerator, you don't need brakes also. Because it's not going to move. It's got no petrol, how it's going to move. You need an accelerator. But then your brakes must also be good. And you've got a very fast car, power steering, then you need power brakes also. Otherwise you can end yourself in trouble. So Hazrat says, and Hazrat many times said that his nature also was such that a romantic nature. And now to observe the commandments of Allah, of not to look at all. And this was the quality of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, kana waqafan inda kitabillah. Wherever the book of Allah, the Quran's injunction came, they put sharp brakes. We know the famous occasion when liquor was finally made haram. Whoever had liquor in his mouth, he spat it out. Otherwise, those who love the liquor, what a sacrifice. A person will say, well, the last drop now, from now it's haram, I won't have it. A person who had it to his lips, he dropped it. And it is said that the older the liquor, wine, the more valuable, the more tastier. So those who had how many old cases of wine, valuable wine, he says that in Medina Sharif it was like rainfall of wine. This was their nature. So that desire is there. And to give up that desire for Allah's sake, this is when a person becomes a muttaqi. Then he becomes a friend of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. So for this, a person has to go through this. And we must make lot of shukr to Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. Allah send our Shaykh rahmatullah Ali here to us. Otherwise we shouldn't have known all these things. How many, I speak for myself, we hardly thought of looking at women as guna. When alhamdulillah Allah gave tawfiq to stay in the khanqah of Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith rahmatullah Ali, when I finished my studies, and then alhamdulillah Allah gave me that, it was quite easy, and the jazba was there not to look at all. But then slowly the ta'alluq with the shaykh also became less, we didn't keep it up, and then slowly our zikr also went down. Then a person afterwards, he hardly thinks of this guna as a guna. Then a person doesn't make tawbah from it also, or anything. That time we came back with the Karanja ship, and it docked at many seaports. In almost every seaport, these women who sell themselves, they come on the ship. And then if it wasn't for Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's khanqah, a young person, easily you can get involved on the ship, and you are in a foreign place. But alhamdulillah, that was before I met our Shaykh, my best trip, in my best days in my life was the days that I spent coming back by ship, about 25 days. Then alhamdulillah, with Hazrat Shaykh's company, fresh from there, then tahajjud time to go right on top on the deck, and to make zikr there, there was a glass room on top. Nobody there at that time, only the wide sea and the quietness. And sometimes the downpour of rain, and Bara Tasbih of Hazrat Shaykh, not our Tasbih is quite soft and not so, but otherwise the Chishti Zikr, the Zarb of La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, and then doing that, mashallah. So it was completely a different world of its own. And so anyway, when a person does sacrifices, so this desire is within a person. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, a person can become a 90-year-old man. He's colder than a deep freeze. And he can't do absolutely anything. He can't move his legs also, no movement in his body also. But the desire to look at women still remains. That desire still remains. In fact, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali narrated to us that once they were traveling by bus in India, and they were sitting on the back seats. Right in front was an old Hindu man, and a young girl came and sat on the seat alongside him. And the way he was gaping at her, not only were his eyes wide open, his mouth also wide open. And the conductor came and he said, Kaka, ticket le lo. Kaka was in a different world. He didn't know what's happening. He shook him also by his shoulder. Tikat le lo. And this the Quran Sharif says, and we, this is why Islah is necessary for me and for all of us. La amruka innahum lafi sakratihim ya'mahun. That by Allah takes qasam of the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, this people of Lut alayhi salatu wa sallam, in their drunkenness, they are blind completely. They don't know what is happening. Running after men, running after boys. And when the farishtas came to Lut alayhi salam, they came for them also. And Lut alayhi salam got worried that these are my guests. And they said, don't you worry, we are farishtas. They can't touch us. And farishtas came in the form of extremely handsome young boys. And these people. So this blindness which overtakes a person. As the Quran Sharif also says, summum bukmun umyun fahum la ya'qilun. When a person hasn't got this hidayat, he's summun. Summun, deaf. Bukmun, dumb. And umyun, blind. And then a person, his senses doesn't work. No matter, like, very sadly, may Allah help us all, guide us all. Our youngsters, many times, no matter how you explain to them, but they in their drunken state of theirs, nothing makes sense to them. No matter how you explain to them, how much and what things you bring in front of them, they don't understand. Our young girls today, all this condition. So, and summum bukmun umyun fahum la yarji'un. May Allah not make us amongst those. They are so blind and so deaf and so dumb that they don't return. When these conditions overtake a person, these temptations, whether it is commentary, whether it is cricket, whether it is soccer, sports, or whether it is the porn, all these things, no matter who tells you, it doesn't make sense to you. You don't just accept it. So this is generally the condition. So, but when a person, he gets the understanding, I have to make my Islah. And very fortunate are those who in their young days, who got this understanding, and they saved themselves. Very, very fortunate are they. Our great, great buzurgs, their young days were so pure and clean. But unfortunately, especially today's environment, which is out there, is a very dangerous environment. And a person also writes many times that I'm involved in this, but I just can't come right. I come right for a week, I come right for a month, and again. Or a person like in drugs, for example, he just can't come out of it. He tries his best, alcohol. So Hazrat says, this nature is there, but when a person makes effort and Allah's help is with him, then he comes out of it. Then he can see things clearly. Daag-e hasrat se dil sajaye hain. The marks of wound. What you call this?
Scar.
The scars of wounds. I have beautified my heart with the scars of wounds. That is, I wanted to really see. My nafs wanted to see, wanted to get involved, etc. Music is such a thing today. How many who are involved in music? The earphones are almost 24 hours they got their earphones. And they're just listening to their music all the time. And wherever it's necessary to take out their earphones, they get angry also. They don't want you to do that. You must tell them to take out the... They don't hear. You make a sign. Take out the earphones. They're in a different world completely. So when a person is in that condition, at that temptation and desire, but he doesn't fulfill that desire, the wrong desire of his, then that's the scar of the wound. Hazrat says, I beautified my heart with the scars of wounds. Of that I didn't fulfill the desire of my nafs and my heart, I observed the command of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy and bless us with this. Tab kahi jaake unko paaye hai. Then I went in, then it was that I found my Allah. When a person makes the sacrifices, as we will read, if Allah wishes in the kitab, we will see what sacrifices our buzurgs went through. Our sacrifice are these things, our desires. Today, alhamdulillah, may Allah save us. What they had to go through, what difficulties and hardships they had to go through, That is not in front of us. We just have to give up, not even sweat, forget blood. Just the desire of looking, this one thing, and we can reach Allah Ta'ala. قلب میں جس کی جب وہ آئے ہیں in whose heart, when Allah came in whose heart, اپنا عالم الگ سجائے ہیں. He made his own separate world. Now he lives in a world of his own. Now it's not with his friends going to a dance party or going to a disco or going to anything else. He's got his own world now. Now he's got his other friends and he's got his masjid, and now he likes to be alone with Allah Ta'ala. And he just wants to communicate with Allah, reading his tasbihat, wazifas, du'as with Allah Ta'ala. He has made his own life a separate world. In haseenon se dil bachane mein, in saving my gazes from these beauties, this makeup dollies on the streets, etc., to save one's eyes, to when a person today goes to a shopping mall, out of necessity, almost anywhere, you're driving on the road, especially in the towns and cities, and the woman, especially when it's summer, how they dress and everything. So to save my eyes from them, maine gham bhi bahut uthaye hain. I've suffered a lot of sorrow also, and I didn't look whatsoever. And Hazrat, we have seen how many occasions, but Hazrat would just keep his distance completely. It was unbelievable. In fact, Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahab, the Ahmed Barakatum, explained that on one occasion, Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali, Shaykh al-Islam, met Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Hakim al-Ummat. All discussion took place, everything. At the end, Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali told Shaykh al-Islam, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, give me some nasihat. He said, you are Shaykh al-Arab wal-Ajam. What nasihat am I going to make to you, Shaykh of the Arabs and of the foreign lands? What nasihat? He said, no, give me some nasihat. What nasihat? He said, nazar ki hifazat. Look after your eyes. So this is such a thing that a person outwardly becomes a big buzurg also, but the eyes are still out of control. And today on the cell phone, all the evil and the filth, etc., what and what things all are happening. Husne fani ki chakkaron mein meer, those people who got caught up in looking at this temporary beauty of this woman. That we are all temporary, and that beauty is also temporary. As Hazrat explains, in old age, then you want to run away from them. But when they are still young and beautiful, in that worry and that to look at them, how many people will go to various places? Hazrat says, some people go to the bus stop, not to catch a bus, but just to look at all the women that are going to get into the bus and get off. They go to the station not to travel, but just to go and look. And today you don't have to go to a station, and you don't have to go to a bus stop. The whole world they have put in your pocket. And we know what and what, how our youngsters, students also, may Allah save us all in his car. And so you don't even need today a cell phone. You just put on the internet of your heart and your mind, and what pictures you play out there, and what thoughts you have. May Allah save us. So this the person has to do. Kitne logon ne din gawaye hain. How many people have lost days? And if it is deen, have lost their religion. How many people have lost their religion? Today, very, very sadly, it's no more an uncommon thing. So-and-so became murtad, just because of marriage, because of something else. May Allah protect us out of His mercy. We are living in not easy times. And especially those people who have to be out in the world there. We know how difficult it is. So may Allah save us, inshallah. Shakal bigri to bhag nikle dost. Now when they lost their beauty, then the friend who jinko pehle ghazal sunaye hain, then that friend who used to say poetry to them and sing love songs to them, now that person runs away from them. Now when that old lady, how she looks now, then a person runs away. It is said Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, show me the reality of dunya. What is dunya? So Allah showed him a lady but with a very, very attractive burqa. Like today, unfortunately, burqas are just call it a jilbab or a burqa, but it's not a burqa at all. It's not very far from even a bikini. How a bikini, a woman will attract you, today there's burqas also. So he saw this woman wearing this burqa, jilbab, with lot of attraction in it. And her left arm was out of the burqa. And so glittering and so beautiful that a person can't resist. And so so tempting it was. So he said, Ya Allah, you showed me so much, but the face is covered with the niqab. Show me the face also. Then when the face, the niqab was lifted up, then he saw it was an old lady, with one, two yellow, long, long teeth, dirty, filthy teeth. The sides are gone in and looking very, now you want to run away from there. Then she took out her right hand with a dagger and she stabbed him. That is now what is dunya. It looks so attractive outwardly, like Allah Ta'ala gives the example of a farm. When it's lush green, how tempting it is. But then everything dries up. And then it is crushed. And the wind blows away everything. Like this is our time in this dunya also. We have our youth. We have our young age. Our children or our wives or people generally. But then old age also comes. And then how you look in old age. So Hazrat says when that old age comes, then you want to run away now. So if at one time you are prepared to sacrifice your life and the world for them. Manzil qurb yu nahi milti. To get this closeness of Allah Ta'ala, a person doesn't just get it like that. And to save your eyesight one time, compared to tahajjud, tahajjud is much more easier. May Allah be kind and bless us all with tahajjud also, and bless us with taqwa, with righteous amal. But, Ya Aba Huraira, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, O Abu Huraira, ittaqil maharim takun a'bad al-nas. Stay away from haram and you will be regarded as the person who makes Allah's ibadat in the most abundance. Which Hazrat explained so beautifully that there is no factory, no shop, no workplace in the world, offices, where the boss says that don't work and I'll give you the most wages. Yeah, if you don't work, they'll pull you by your ear and kick you out. You have to work. But Allah says, don't work, what work? Don't do gunas work. And I'll give you the most wages. Don't do gunas work and I'll give you the most wages. So this is to stay away from all these gunas. That is important. And whenever we also, like now I'm speaking, address yourself. I'm in need of it. Don't think that I'm speaking to other people. Maulana Salim Dhorat Sahib, Damat Barakatum, told that Haji Farooq Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, told him personally that whenever I give bayan in that, I address myself. I speak to myself. So we should speak to ourselves, that we should guard ourselves. Zakhme Hasrat Hazar Khaye Hai. That I got, we person will find the closeness of Allah when he will take lot of sorrows upon himself. The scars of the sorrows he will put on in his heart, and he won't look and he won't do wrong. He won't think wrong. He won't do wrong. And this is not only the guna of the eyes, but all gunas. Whether it is earning haram, whether it is ghibat, which is so common today. Beautifully it has been said that the beauty of a person's Islam, one is that that a person one is that he gives up la yani, he ignores all la yani, unnecessary things. One other thing is that all unnecessary talk today, so much of WhatsApp, there isn't, you don't get a minute free. Messages and messages, and this one said that, and that one said that, and that one said that. So a person who stays away from all that, all this gossip and all these things. Then anger. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La taghdhab, do not become angry. That is another very, very important thing. La yani, or things which don't benefit you in your deen or in your dunya. And today we are involved in so much sports, for example. How many things we are involved in. And then to ignore all unnecessary things. And one fourth thing, if I remember, can remember what you say? If I remember, inshallah, it will come. Anyway, so all this we have, person has to stay away from. You might not make lot of ibadat, but if you stay away from all haram, keep your thoughts clear, all these things, and your heart, today how lot of hasad. Jealousy is so common today also. Backbiting is so common also. Hurting people's feelings intentionally. A person actually wants to hurt people's feelings and he will tell them things or pull up his face in a way just to hurt the person's feelings. All these haram things a person, and nafs likes all this. Now to give it up, that is when a person will get the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. And all of this, Hazrat says, may Allah bless us, kaam banta hai fazal se akhtar. This happens when Allah shows His fazal on a person. When Allah shows His kindness on a person, and Allah draws a person towards Him, then he gets tawfiq. And if Allah does not, then it isn't there. It is from Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat many times said, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali said, in those days there weren't pockets, they used to keep things in their sleeves. He said, oh Allah, what are you looking for in my sleeves? I only got what you gave me. What you give me, so we are in need of Allah Ta'ala. And the fazal of Allah Ta'ala. And all the time we have to beg for that. And we have to be also try our best. There are those occasions that come in our lives that if you just did at that moment the right thing, Allah draws you towards you. Like Bishar Hafi Rahmatullah Alayhi, what he was before. But just he found a piece of paper on which Allah's name, he did the right, he respected it, he put it there, he kept it. Allah made him. And how many others? Because they did this one little thing. They gave a little puppy water to drink. Allah Ta'ala made. May Allah Ta'ala, at such times when we have to do the right thing, may Allah give us tawfiq, and then He pulls us towards Him. Fazal ka asra lagaye hain. We have all the time, we are just in this hope all the time that Allah will show us His fazal, that He will show us His kindness, inshallah. May Allah, out of His fazal and the sadqa of our buzurgs and our mashayikh and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bless us and pull us towards Him. Put that love of His in our heart and that urge to please Him and make haram really look how ugly it is. May He show it to us as ugly as it is. Otherwise today we look at haram as beautiful and halal. To look at buzurgs, to sit in the company of buzurgs, to come to masjid is boring. Tell the youngsters, let's go masjid. Doesn't make sense at all. Tell them, get the bat and ball, we're going to play some cricket. Then everyone's heart is wide open. Families get together. Somebody says, we have a little talk of deen. And look at everyone's faces go down. And let them gossip all the time. Let them talk of dunya all the time. And see how they can't stop laughing. They forget themselves in their laughter. May Allah change our condition, have mercy upon us. We live as though we're not going to die, really. As though mort is not going to come. And the Quran is so explicit in so many places. When mort will come, then you will see. And may Allah have mercy on us, especially at the time of mort. In Hazrat's Kitab, Kashkol-e-Marifat, we read further today this great sacrifices our buzurgs did. Hazrat Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, who was one of the imams of the four mazhabs, the Hanbali mazhab, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, and what he had to go through. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayh farmate hai ki sahih nuskha mein Imam Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Hanbal hai. His full name is Ahmad ibn Muhammad bin Hanbal. Ye maqam Baghdad sana 164 in the 164 Hijri, he was born. Or 241, he passed away. His whole life was 77 years. Unki kitab, Musnad Ahmad, Ahadith Sahiha ka behtareen majmua hai. His kitab, Musnad Ahmad, is a wonderful collection of hadith, sahih hadith. 1,00,000 ahadith ke hafiz the. He was a hafiz of 100,000 hadith with regard to him also. If he was making wuzu by a stream, so one person was making wuzu before him. So then that person, ordinary person, he thought what water I'm using is flowing down to Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, and then he's using it. So he got up and he came and sat on this side, that I can get the water which Imam Sahib is using comes to me. On that Allah Ta'ala chose him and made him his muqarrab. So you can't say where and when for what, but to respect buzurgs, to do this, a person Allah Ta'ala chooses a person. ایک لاکھ فقہ حنبلی کے امام ہیں. امام ابو داؤد رحمت اللہ علیہ فرماتے کہ امام احمد ابن حنبل کی مجالست آخرت کی مجلس ہوتی تھی. اس مجلس was one of آخرت, دنیا کی کوئی بات نہ ہوتی تھی. Nothing of دنیا, only of آخرت he used to talk. ان کی صاحبزادہ عبداللہ کہتے ہیں کہ میں نے اپنے والد صاحب کو نمازوں کے بعد اکثر یہ دعا مانگتے ہوئے سنا. His son عبداللہ says, mostly I used to hear my father making this دعا. May Allah bless us also with this dua and this reality. Allahumma kama sana'ata wajhi min as-sujood li ghayrik, fasin wajhi anil mas'ala li ghayrik. Oh Allah, as you have saved my forehead to make sajda for anyone else besides you, like that, oh Allah, save my tongue that I must ask anyone else besides you. And today we ask so much one another, beg for from this person, and we just design it, cover it up a bit, but asking from the Allahu Akbar, may, how these people, what difficulties they went through, but they would tolerate it. We can't imagine it. Today Allah has given plenty, a person, mashallah, has got, but these people were such that even loans they would avoid taking. And they wouldn't take, but today, unfortunately, our condition, may Allah make us maaf and give us that istighna and that tawakkul on Allah. We lack it very, very much. Like Allah says in the Quran Sharif, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, aminu. Oh, you who believe, believe. You are believers. Allah is addressing the believers, but now bring the reality of that belief. So this is when Islam will be shown to the people, to the world. One, alhamdulillah, Allah's lot of fazal, all the efforts which are taking part, especially Tabligh Jamaat, all the efforts of all the ulama, everyone. Today at least beards have become common, Islamic dress has become common. Otherwise this wasn't there. A person who was Abdul Samad was Sam. A person who was Yusuf was Joe. All this was there all the time. Today a lot changes, but still we have to go very far. We have to bring that reality into us. Maulana Arshad Madani Damat Barakatum gave a talk here, and he said that the jihad of today is to show non-Muslims good character. To show them good character. That we lack that very much. Otherwise, the mind of the people are being distorted and spoiled against the Muslims in such a way that these people, what they are. We have to show our good character, and at home, with our workers at home, with in the shop, with all the people, we have to show them good character. May, it's not an easy thing. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us, inshallah. اسی طرح آپ ہمارے چہرے. میمون ابن الاسبخ فرماتے ہیں, another person, a great بزرگ, says کہ میں نے بغداد میں تھا. I was in Baghdad. اچانک شور کی آواز سنی. Suddenly I heard a loud scream and make a crowd making a noise. دریافت کیا کہ یہ کیسا شور و غل ہے. What is this noise all about? What's happening here? لوگوں نے بتایا کہ آج امام احمد کا امتحان ہو رہا ہے. That today the imtihan of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, the ruler of the time, was so much influenced by the religious group who believed that Quran Sharif is a creation of Allah. Whereas the actual fact is that Quran Sharif is a sifat, a quality of Allah. As Allah is since ever, Quran Sharif is also since ever. Allah is not a, Quran Sharif is not a creation of Allah. And these people, they gained into the government. And this is happening everywhere in the world. People with wrong ideologies are getting into the governments. And they're getting with government support and government basis they are working. And so it becomes very hard. So they demanded that everyone believes, the government demanded that everyone believes the Quran Sharif is the creation. Allah created the Quran Sharif. So they were the senior ulama were gathered, I think of Kufa, and they told you must believe, most of them, they made amal, they practiced on rukhsat. That is, for example, if your life is in danger, somebody wants to kill you, you can say words of kufr. وَلَكِنْ قَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنٌ بِالْإِيمَانِ. But the heart must be having iman. There is permission. But Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi and one great other alim, they too didn't. They said we will not accept, and they said we believe Quran is the sifat of Allah, it is azali, it is since ever. So for that, what tortures they had to go through, that he is explaining. So Hazrat says a poem here, Ho raha hai ishqa phir imtihan. Now that imtihan is being tested. Today we are not tested like that. But you see a lady, a customer, somebody walking on the street, your imtihan is being taken. Somebody speaking on to you on the phone, nice, sweet voice, your imtihan is being taken. All this, yeah, your imtihan all the time is being taken. Aate hai simat se tere teer aur sina. Aate hai har simat se teer aur sina. From all sides, these arrows and spears are attacking you. Today, the billboards, you see, if you have to listen to the news, or for example, even our Islamic radios, the ladies' voices on there also, and the jokes they make, etc., all these things. And a person gets tempted. Haq parasti ki saza jore ayan. Those people who want to follow the truth, they are being oppressed openly. Today, if you don't accept marriages, for example, you don't accept lesbianism, you are outdated, you don't know in which world you're living. All this time, so the truth is being tested very hard today. Today, not forget outside and in your own house. You speak about sunnah, this man is out of his head or something. It doesn't make sense. One boy, his grandfather, used to read Quran Sharif every night with a lot of adab. Make wuzu, put itar, read Quran Sharif. And then this little boy used to see my grandfather every day and he doesn't understand one word also. So he said, "Grandfather, what's wrong with you? You're like so stupid, you don't understand, you're wasting your time." So he smiled at him and he told him, "No, my little son, run to go down to the stream and bring water in your hands from the stream." So he ran down, he came up, where will water remain in the hands? So he no water, so he said, "Run faster, go again." So he ran faster. Now little, perhaps one, two drops or something. Then he told him, "Even faster." Then he came, just the last drops also fell out. So he says, "Any water?" "No." "But what happened?" "Your hands became clean." So he says, the same way the Quran Sharif, you don't understand it, but it's clean, purifying your heart all the time. Though you don't understand, it's purifying your heart all the time. Then that boy got impressed. He said, "Teach me also the Quran." So may Allah bless us and to have adab of Quran Sharif, to recite Quran Sharif. But today you tell the children, read Yasin in the morning is a problem. Read Surah Kahf, read this. Boys who are becoming hafiz, the parents tell them in holidays, read Quran Sharif is a big problem. So today, what times we are living here. Hey, yaqeenan sunnate peyghambara. This is the sunnat of the Anbiya alayhi salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the most who was tested in the path of Allah, calling to Allah, of all the Anbiya, I was tested. What Nabi, and from his immediate family. And that their family ties were not like ours. Today we don't worry about a brother, sister. Now and then casually we meet somewhere. They had real regard. And from the same family, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to go through so much of hardships and difficulties. This hurt him the most. So anyway, so this was the condition. Hazrat Maymun ibn al-Azbagh farmate ke pas main bhi waha dakhil hua. I also went there and saw, jab pehla kora mara gaya. Now his punishment started and they were whooping Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullah alayhi, a great imam. And now he's being whooped in public. Ne farmaya bismillah. That's all he said, bismillah. Jab dusra kora mara gaya, to farmaya la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The second lash of the whip, and he said, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Jab tisra kora mara gaya, and when the third lash came, to farmaya, قرآن اللہ کا کلام ہے جو مخلوق نہیں. That Quran is the word of Allah which is not created. How can one say, what iman and what connection, disconnection we have to have. Otherwise we small little thing, the cop stops you, we want to give, before he asks for a bribe, we already giving a bribe. Yeah, but these people, when that iman is made, it's a different story completely. May Allah bless us out of His kindness, and this is all by the fazl of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, a person, it's difficult. Mujhko ji bhar ki satale shauk se, trouble me as much as you want to, and enjoy troubling me, may na khulunga khilaf-e haq zubaan, but I won't say one word against the truth. Today, for small, small things, we sign for wrong things. We sign wrong affidavits also. What then, what don't we do? But this requires that iman we got, and inshallah we'll get jannat on that iman. We are accepting. Alhamdulillah, we are not like the non-believers who say there is no akhirat, no jannat, jahannam, there is no Allah. We believe, but now Allah wants that reality. قَالَتِ الْعَرَابُ آمَنَّا. The Bedouins said, آمَنَّا. قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. Iman still hasn't come. Yes, you have submitted yourself. For this, an effort is required all the time. And not only 3 days jamaat, 2 gasht, etc. Not even also 2.5 hours a day or weekly majlis, but continuously a person has to make. His ma'amulat, he must carry on. And that also with our dhyan, our zikr. We make zikr just to finish it. Those who make, otherwise mostly we miss our zikr also. But that la ilaha illallah, to take out the greatness of everything else, to take out belief in anything, these are all words of ours. But to bring this reality into a person, these were the people who turned the world around. May Allah Ta'ala out of His kindness, this iman of ours is also very valuable. And in this time, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give us also accordingly the reward. But we must not think I'm there. We have to work still for a lot to get where we have to. جب چوتھا کورا مارا گیا تو فرمایا لن یصیبنا الا ما كتب الله لنا هو مولانا. ہم کو ہرگز کوئی مصیبت نہیں پہنچ سکتی مگر وہی جو اللہ نے ہمارے نفع کے لیے لکھ دی. واٹ ایور ہارم کمز ٹو اس, ٹوڈے وی ہیو اے برگلری, واٹس آور کنڈیشن, وی گیٹ اسٹاپ بائی دا پولیس, we don't like it, what our condition, any small thing also, a puncture, anything, somebody didn't come on time, or whatever, any little thing also it upsets us. But these people, that whatever come, it was from Allah. And for a mu'min, it's only good. That what Allah has written for me, may yusibana illa ma kataballahu lana, huwa maulana. He is our friend, and a friend won't do bad for his friend. A friend will only do good. It might appear that the child has got a fever, he's got a flu, and the mother doesn't give him cold drink to drink, doesn't give him ice cream. He thinks, mother is my enemy, but she's doing it as a favor to him. And she gives him bitter medicine. He said, I can't get all everyone else's. You like everyone, you're giving them ice cream, you're giving them cold drink, for me you're giving me bitter medicine. But there is goodness. So Allah Ta'ala also gives. But to have that iman and to accept it, we just become very despondent at such times. Ho khushi ya dard o gham ki daastan, whether it is a time of happiness or whether it is a time of sorrow. Maulana Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say that when there is a time of happiness, don't become arrogant and boastful. Keep it within its limits. And when it is a time of difficulties and hardships, don't become despondent and don't become depressed. Take it, it's all from Allah Ta'ala. Sab mein shamil unka hai lutfe niha. In every condition, Allah Ta'ala, we only want good conditions. The minute something goes a little or not according, how many of us, Ramzan is now a nightmare again, it's coming. During the day, rozas, at night, Taraweeh again. And how many, mashallah, looking forward to Ramzan. Counting the hours, counting the days, countdown that Ramzan is going to start. So all this, the desire has to come into a person. Unki marzi par meri qurbaan jaan. On the wish of Allah, I sacrifice my life. May Allah bless us with these realities. Allah, Allah, main tha is qabil kaha. Allah, where I was fit that I must be tested. And that the most closest, al-aqrab fal-aqrab, those who are more closer to Allah, the closest Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the history of the world, he was tested the most in the history of the world. So this hardships, difficulties, indifferent, sometimes financial, sometimes domestic problems, sometimes business problems, losing your job, this happening, that happening, this is all from Allah. And the more you are, you have got that connection with Allah, the more you will be tested. And a matric paper won't be given to a grade 1 child. Grade 1 child won't be given. People who have reached matric, they will write the matric paper. So those who are there, they are tested also accordingly. Hey, madad par jab maki la maka. When He, Allah, is there to help you at all times, and you know it, He's there, and for His sake you are sacrificing, may Allah make it easy. The Mujahideen who were taken to Guantanamo Bay, they were tortured also very severely. One of them said, "Oh Allah, I know Jannat is not cheap, but I didn't know it's so expensive." What test they had to go through. May Allah save us. We are too weak. We perhaps even just lose our iman at such times. May Allah save us, inshallah. Phir karenge kya mere na meherban. Those who are not kind to me, what will they do? Once you got Allah in your heart, and this is the effort. This is where we have to strive for. Not just that we have a nice islahi jalsa or majlis and some nice food, and we are making jokes, but this reality has to come into us. May Allah, out of His kindness and bless and His favors, bless us. Isi tarah se kul 29 kore mare gaye. 29 lashes He was given in this way. For us today, if somebody just have to hit you with a ruler, with just a small stick, how you feel it. And this way they were lashing Him. May Allah Ta'ala guide us to righteousness, inshallah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa al-Aqibata lil-Muttaqeen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina, wa aslih dhaata baynina, wa ahdina ila subul as-salam, wa najjina min al-thulumati ila al-nur, wa jannibna al-fawahish ma zahara minha wa ma batan, wa barik lana fi asma'ina, wa abusarina, wa qulubina, وأزواجنا وذرياتنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأحوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله